Bickley and Murata. Mock My World.
Stop mocking me!
Brought to you by V's Barbershop.
Thursdays, we roll out Mock My World, which is our draft. We have a lot of fun with it. And last week's Mock My World was for the birds. Favorite birds. It was also for Dan Bickley, who dominated!
Yeah. I have a streak of three in a row going when I've been on the program.
46.3% of the vote.
But who's counting?
Favorite birds. Larry Bird, Jack Sparrow, the Eagles, and Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I finished second with over 25%, and then Jarrett and Sarah battled it out for third, and Jarrett won that by a percentage point, 14%. Sarah, 13.7%. So the way this works, we pick a category each week, and then we have a four-round snake-style draft. Per the parameters of that category, we put it up on Twitter. You determine who wins. It's that simple. For whatever reason this week, we landed on the category of best team of four people with initials for a first name.
Not for whatever reason, because of the return of J.J. Watt.
Well, there's a reason why I didn't say it, Jared.
like we weren't going to make that connection.
I know.
Yes.
In reverse order of last week, and to clarify, if you go by initials as a nickname, like Bruce Arians is B.A.,
that
people
doesn't
call
apply.
Him B.A., but he's not B.A. Arians.
No, that
right.
doesn't apply.
It's not B.A. Arians.
People, places, things, celebrities, fictional, anything that go by initials.
Oh.
Yes. Sarah's got the first pick. Jarrett second. I will go third, Bick, the three-time defender.
Not anymore. I'm gonna get weird with this
we'll
one.
We'll go fourth, snake-style four-rounder.
Those usually don't wind
I
up
love
that good.
When
no,
Dan
I'm already,
weird
yeah,
this.
No, I'm gonna get weird on this one.
All right. Isn't that weird?
It's so weird.
First pick,
I'm taking the obvious one. I'm going with J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt is off the board.
Well, I'm going to go right on piggyback that one, get this out of the way.
His brother?
And go T.J. Watt. And probably win Defensive Player of the Year this year. And he set this or tied the sack record.
Okay. Probably will. You're right. With my first pick, you wouldn't expect me to do this.
Because I haven't seen any of the movies or read any of the books.
Oh, this is a good pick.
Yes.
J.R.R. Tolkien.
You should not be allowed to take that. I mean, you have not read a paragraph.
That's not true. I've read paragraphs. We had to read The Hobbit in grade school.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
So you did read it.
Yeah, I don't remember any of it.
All right, you got
Bilbo
two.
Baggins had hairy feet.
He did have hairy feet. J.R.R. Tolkien's an incredible writer. I will go.
Not much of a pass rusher, though.
No, definitely not.
You got that.
Where am I at here? I've lost my page here.
You got two picks here, Dan.
I do.
Best people with initials for first names.
Thank you for that, Jared.
All right.
Number one, famous blues guitarist B.B. King.
Excellent.
All right.
Okay. And the S.S. Minnow.
From Gilligan's Island.
That's it. I told you I'm getting weird.
That's good. I wouldn't have thought
No,
that
it
one.
Was supposed to be a three-hour tour.
I guess it didn't do that well. Yeah.
A three-hour tour. All right. You are getting weird with that.
It's just
Vic.
Getting started.
I'm going to go with the man who coined the phrase... There's a sucker born every minute, and I'm counting on those suckers to vote for me. P.T. Barnum.
Barnum, very good.
Think of that one.
The circus
good one.
Guy.
Good one.
Did you ever see that movie with Hugh Jackman?
I don't know the movie of what you're referring to.
You hear the song at the beginning of our show.
I've heard the song a trillion times. Yeah. Never watched the movie, though.
Oh, it's all right. All right, I'm going to go with a band that has been heavily featured. In Mustache, Not a Mustache.
Nah.
ZZ Top.
No! Okay.
Do we know what that... Does ZZ stand for anything?
I don't know. I really don't.
The guy fell asleep all right in the name.
They just wanted to be last on the alphabetical list of bands.
I thought I had that one safely stowed away in my back pocket. Silly me.
All right. Sarah, you have two picks.
Okay. I am going to go with one of probably the most famous movie directors ever, J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams? Was he canceled?
Question mark? Was
remember.
He?
Oh,
boy.
Remember.
I can't keep up. And then I am going to take noted Arizona Wildcat turned surprise NBA player T.J. McConnell.
Ah.
Thought you were going to stick all J.J.'s. That would have been fun.
I really struggled to put together a list, so I'm just happy to
I'm gonna go with
be here.
One of my favorite actors currently can be seen in... The new Spider-Man movie and in the being the Ricardos, and in many commercials, J.K. Simmons.
Oh,
of course.
J.K. stands for, of course, just kidding, Simmons. That's a great pick. He is such a good actor.
That was a great pick.
I got to get some sports.
He plays Fred Mertz in the the Lucy and Ricky movie.
I could see that. That's good casting. Yeah. There's not a role that man can't play, though.
No.
Is there people with initials for first names? People or things end in honor of J.J. Watt returning?
I'm going to appeal to the catalog crowd here.
Oh, very good.
I'm going to go LL.
The khaki crowd.
LL Bean.
Ooh, that's a good one.
LL Bean.
Again, terrible pass rusher.
Of course, of course, I believe that's Mr. Bean's first name.
That's right.
Famous British.
That's correct.
Bick, you got two picks to
complete
your team.
Okay, I'll go ahead and step on the third rail. Give me O.J. Simpson.
Oh, you got weird with it.
Right, I got weird with
it. That was on the list.
It's a risky one.
Once the beloved American figure.
He was.
And in honor of Heather Locklear, who once totally blew me off at the Staples Center, T.J. Hooker.
Wait, blew me off how?
Yeah, T.J. Hooker was William Shatner, though.
Oh, I thought that wasn't she in that, too?
Yeah. She wasn't that character. Yeah.
Dan, you are really murdering this draft.
Oh, I took a few stabs at it. I'm shooting for that 6%.
Allegedly.
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 All right, Vince, your last pick.
My last pick. There's a number of ways I could go here. I'm going to go with a guy who, although he's an athlete, he doesn't play locally. I think he's pretty universally respected and liked. CJ McCollum.
He's good. All right, I could go two ways here. Pro wrestling or hip hop, and I'm gonna go with LL Cool J.
That's a good one. I wish I'd have thought of that.
LL Cool J. Do you know what the LL stands for, Jared?
Yes.
Ladies love.
Ladies love.
Cool. Ladies love.
Cool James.
Cool Bean or whatever. Is that the other?
LL Cool Beans. Yeah. That would have been a great name.
All right.
Sarah, you got the last pick.
You can take my wrestling one if you want.
No, thanks. I would rather take a noted Backstreet Boy, AJ McLean.
There it is, right in your wheelhouse.
There we are.
I've heard a rumor.
About?
That Backstreet is back.
All right.
Now, Dan specifically, I'm surprised, but we stayed away from there's a lot of authors.
Yes.
T.S. Eliot.
C.S.
R.L.
Lewis,
E.E. Cummings. There's a lot. There's a ton of them.
Yeah.
F. Scott Fitzgerald. Yeah. It's a very pretentious literary thing.
J.P. Morgan.
That's a good one.
Would George R.R. Martin have counted?
No, that's not his first name.
Yeah, true.
W.E.B. Du Bois.
J.J. Redick.
The one I was going to pick was C.M. Punk.
T.J. Houshmandzadeh.
P.J. Tucker.
DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf.
T.Y. Hilton. C.C. Sabathier.
C.J. Bethard.
All of a sudden, now everybody's got
Now we got tons of them. Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't pick P.J. Tucker over C.J.
Stupid topic this was.
But see, P.J. Tucker, a lot of the goodwill he had built up as a Phoenix Sun was melted away by beating the Phoenix Suns in the finals last year. All right, there you go. Our initials draft is over. Sarah got J.J. Watt, J.J. Abrams, T.J. McConnell, and A.J. McClain.
Yeah.
Jarrett went T.J. Watt, ZZ Top, J.K. Simmons, and LL Cool J. I went with J.R.R. Tolkien, P.T. Barnum, LL Bean, and C.J. McCollum. That's an eclectic list, but not as eclectic as my man Bick.
Yeah.
B.B. King, the S.S. Minnow, O.J. Simpson, and T.J. Hooker.
I was thinking of going J.A. Adonde, but I...
O'Neal.
Friend of the show.
We'll get this up on Twitter. You determine the winner at Bickley_Murata on Mock My World.